بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Two nights ago we began some type of explanation of these couplets, these ashar poetry of our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Maulana Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And these in reality are bayans from the heart of Hazrat Wala, wa tarbiyat of the murids and the ummah at large, to understand how to get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the different stages a person will go through in getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we explained the last time, tari ashiqo me jina, tari ashiqo me marna, that oh my Allah, to live amongst your ashiqeen, your lovers, those that love you, those that have recognized you, and they have burning love for you, they are the sadiqeen. They are true in the iman, true in their love for you. Their lives are true lives. They're living in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they die also amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practically, physically, living in the love of Allah, dying in the love of Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That my salah, all my physical ibadat, my monetary ibadat, my qurbani, my living, my dying is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They explain that the hasil and the crux of life is taake me remote shandar ho. That ya Allah, when I leave this world, I have a splendid moat. I have a splendid moat. That I'm ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the heart is yearning to meet Allah. When a person loves to meet Allah, man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. The person who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala loves to meet him. Has this love come in my heart? That ya Allah, I'm waiting to meet you. I want to be with you. Enjoy your companionship. Be close to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one that created me, the one that's given me everything. The creator of love. And love is such a thing that we love. People that love us, we show love. And those that show us love, we feel the warmth, the excitement in the heart. This should come for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love for Allah, that excitement to be close to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing can break that bond between me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafs and shaitan have no way to come in between. But to make that connection, to get that bond, there's an effort behind it. So Hazrat explains this bond, this muhabbat, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you only get it from the ashiqs of Allah. The lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a reality. As Hazrat explains over and over again, if you want kapra and material, go to the material shop. If you want medication, go to the pharmacy. If you want mithai and barfi, go to the mithai shop. If you want takeaway food, you got to go to the takeaway. If you want Allah, where do I go to get my Allah? All these commodities, we know how to get them, where to source them out, how to get them shipped, how to get them delivered. We've learned the art of dunya. But the art of getting my Allah, or getting the love of Allah, that Allah loves me, and I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says also, make dua, ask Allah for His love. Allah, ya Allah, I want your love. Has a dual meaning. I want your love. It can mean, ya Allah, I want to love you, but take the other meaning. Ya Allah, I want you to love me. Ya Allah, I want you to make me your beloved. And under the ayat also, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain also, the one Nabi of Allah say to them, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no other way to get the love of Allah. Allah loved that way of life. Hazrat explains this also, that Allah had a complete syllabus for this humanity. Fulfill the syllabus as shown to you by my Habib alayhi salatu wa salam, and you will become my beloved. You will become my beloved. The entire syllabus is called the sunnah. Allah loves every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Allah did not say love Nabi alayhi salatu. Allah said follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the proof of your love. Easy to say I love Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now follow him. To read the durood also is easy on that Friday. Put the counter on the finger. But to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, every aspect of his, I want to know from head to toe, what was the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How he ate, how he sat, how he drank, what was his hairstyle, how he kept his hair. Every single thing was beloved and is beloved. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we had in the madrasa, Darul Mazadul, we had two youngsters that became Muslim from Australia. Both were white boys. Both were in some musical band or group they were. They both became Muslim. So there was no place in the other room, so they put them in our room, in the Darul room. And I remember it was one of the afternoons that they went shopping, they disappeared and they went shopping somewhere. And they came back dressed up with lungis and dressed up with mozas, a mudsama. And they were so excited. I said, by where you went? Went to the local shop. We learned today in Ta'limul Haqq, one of the kitabs you do, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to wear moza and he used to wear lungi. So we went to buy it immediately. We got the surma. Tonight we're waiting for to Steve, we put the surma tonight also. So much, these are new boys that just came, whiteys we call them now. Came from the band, they came all to South Africa, and so much love for the sunnah, so much love for it. Then I remember it was a Sunday afternoon and they came to the room, ecstatic, and they were rejoicing, and they were happy, asking, what happened? So one of the boys says, my brother embraced Islam today. And he's telling his friend, before I could ask him, he's saying, one more saved. I asked him, saved from where? He said, one more saved from the fire of Jahannam. My brother got saved. And Ajib, he says, for 1 year, he was only Muslim in the home before his mother reverted to Islam. He said, for 1 year, there was only one place, I think it was in Sydney. There was only one outlet, one takeaway, that used to sell halal pies. For 1 year, he survived only on pies. Only on pies for the whole year. So his mother became Muslim and cooked halal food for him. What love in the heart. For that one sunnah. We heard one Kar Guzari of an Afro-American in America. They joined the effort of Dawud. The love of sunnah came in his heart. And one of the brothers saw him years later. They see he had a burn mark at the center of his head. I said, well, what happened? He had a scar there. He said, I read in the kitab, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a center path. So I branded myself with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What muhabbat with love. Nabi, Allah says, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Tell them, follow me. You حِبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, the reward for this, I will love them. Allah will love us. And he has the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah to explain, when someone becomes the beloved, then the lover overlooks all the shortcomings, all the blemishes, all the illnesses, all the shortcomings. That's my beloved now. Nazat will give the example of a rose. When you buy a rose, the rose comes with the thorns also. But you overlook the thorns. Although you might get pricked also. But you overlook it because of the rose. Allah says, I'll make you my rose. Because now you're meeting my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the rose of Allah. Now you also are emulating my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah says, I'll overlook all the thorns around you in your life. All your bad habits and everything, I will clear it out. As long as you attach to the sunnah, even that rose you buy, it has the thorns in there. But the thorns also fetch the price of the rose. Although the thorns have no value to it. But because the thorns are attached to the rose, so you paid the price for the thorns also. When you take the thorns and the rose home, then you have a special vase, fresh water in there, and you put the rose in there. But who's enjoying it first is the thorns. Because it's attached now to the rose. So Hazrat would explain also that the beautiful rose is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a fragrant, beautiful rose, so attractive, so beautiful in every sense of the word. And we are the thorns. All we have to do is attach ourselves. Attach ourselves to the sunnah and we will enjoy that cool breeze of Allah's muhabbat and Allah's rahmat and Allah's barakat. All we gotta do is just attach. Just like how the thorns stayed attached, so they enjoyed the cool water. But in reality it was for the rose. We just attach ourselves to the sunnah. My hairstyle, you find the youngsters, what hairstyle is he keeping now? Against the sunnah. Two lengths of hair, half cut and half left, etc. And the half socks and the rest of it. Come to the sunnah. The moza was full. If anything, the socks now should be with the intention to emulate the original moza. The moza of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was way above the ankle. So if I have to wear anything similar, it should be just the same also. Because I want to be close to that way. As long as I'm attached in any way whatsoever, I'm attracting the rahmat and the barakat of Allah. And Allah sees that when we dress like that, when we emulate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the excitement, so to say, the excitement on Allah ta'ala's side, That is emulating my beloved. He's looking like my beloved. He's walking like him. He's eating like him. He's dressing like him. O malaika, shower rahmat and barakat on them. Give it to them. Give it to them. One example, our Sheikh gives darab barakatu. He says, in the old days, used to buy rice. It was now the time loose. So I would scoop in the shops. We scoop the rice, put it in a packet, 1 kilo, 2 kilos. That time the rice wasn't cleaned out. It have stones in there too. So you just scoop it up, put it in the packet, 1 kilo, pay the price. So in that rice, there were stones, little stones there. So the stones also, they also enjoyed the price, security, safety, honor, izzat, respect of the rice. Although they were stones. When he took that packet of rice home, he kept it in a safe place, clean place, cool place, not damp. And who's enjoying it? The stones also. Because they are attached to the rice. Now the housewife should take out time, and she begin to clean the rice. Take out one stone, and she throw it out. Once she throws the stone out, what will happen? The little boy will come and kick the stone. The dog will come urinate on it. Now the stone has no value. You say, what has happened to the ummah? Why no more izzat, honor, respect, security? Because we have detached from the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have left the sunnah. Is that the fault that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing us? Oh, because of governments of the world. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ ظَالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يُكْسِبُونَ. Allah says, because of what you do, we appoint others over you to oppress you. Because of your own actions. We appoint others, oppressors, to oppress oppressors. You oppressed yourself by leaving the sunnah, so we will appoint oppressors upon you to make you come back. Come back to the sunnah. And that is our security. When you be attached to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to attach, how to learn the sunnah, how to implement the sunnah. We don't have the minds to open the kitab and understand it firsthand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ate like this type of food. Oh, he slept like this. Oh, he had this type of garment. Oh, whatever the sunnahs are. We don't have the capacity to fully understand it. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, go to the ashiks of Allah. How they became the ashiks and lovers? Because they implemented the sunnah. How did they implement it? They learned from their akabir. Who learned from their akabir? As I mentioned one time, in the khanqa, a person walked in with a big imam, a big pagri, turban. And he had a big staff in his hand. And at the bottom of the staff, he had a nail over there that was stuck onto it. And he walked into the khanqa. And in front of everyone, he insulted Hazrat Hakim Sahib. That you say you're a big sheikh, where's the sunnat? Don't you carry a stick like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? That you should be having a nail at the bottom, in case any rodents or serpents or anything attack you, then you can protect yourself. Hazrat Hakim Sahib kept quiet. He said, you're nadan Sufi, nadan Sufi. Immature nabaligh. Nabaligh Sufi. But he thinks he's baligh. But he's not baligh yet. So he left him. Some time later, the majlis was on, Mali Mazhar Sahib was sitting there, Hazrat Hakim Sahib's son, and he whispered to his father, Hazrat, you see that person in the corner, you remember him? He looks at him, I don't know him. Clean shaven, wearing a suit and a tie. So the same person came there last time, with a big imama and the stick and everything else, and he disrespected the wali of Allah. Didn't know how to implement, didn't learn from anyone. He didn't learn from anyone. Picked up the kitab on his own, opened the internet, how to learn the sunnah, online studying. Person is from heart to heart. As the Kimsa will teach us it, how to implement one sunnah in modern times, so-called modern times. The best time is Khairul Qurun, the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But how to implement, have to learn from someone, you know, for everything. For everything now we have internship, whether it be the doctors, whether it be some skills, we've got to learn from someone how to do it. Nobody learned on their own. Hazrat gave the example also, that no one became a doctor on their own. Somebody, you had to have experience first, go and learn under someone, learn how to do open heart surgery for a long period of time, get the expertise. Then you can operate. Now you know how to do it. Anything, whether it be carpentry, whether it be electrical, whether it be plumbing, nobody just came, now I got my degree, I'm opening one company. What plumbing he's going to do? There'll be more leaks than anything else. What electrical he's going to do? How many projects he'll burn up? Yes, we'll learn by somebody for a long period of time. That's how he'll mess things up after that. But when it comes now to the open heart surgery of my own heart, I want to do it. I'll do my own surgery. I'll sort myself out. And you see how we're getting sorted out now. Things are just not coming right. So young doctor qualified, he comes into the hospital, for a patient over there, about to go into theater, triple bypass, young wife, 4 or 5 children, petrified, restless, as I say, gabrified, gabarat, this is gabrified. So doctor walks past him, he says, you go into ICU soon, into theater. He said, yes, triple bypass. He says, don't worry about it. He said, but doctor, my first time I'm going to theater. He says, mine also. You don't worry, we both together. So inna lillahi neem hakim khatra jaan. An experienced hakim, there's fear of his life. He'll kill the people. Already he lost, now he's dumb. Breath is gone. First one, your first operation in my life, first time I'm going to theater. Doctor comes into theater, he brings a medical journal. Right, nurse, bring the scalp, bring this, bring that. And let's start. Where are we starting from? He said, imagine now what he'll do with it. What he'll do with that patient. He said, I want to do my own heart surgery. I'll come right. I'll sort my life out. Allah has kept a system of kunu ma'a sadiqin, and it's so easy. He said, bas parao dalo. Just go and put up camp and sit there, something will happen. Go and sit there and something will happen. It will happen sooner or later. It will happen sooner or later, the heart will turn. Just go and sit with them. And as it says also when it comes to our programs, is it just now this person giving the bayan that now he is going to do something? He said, every person that has come over here has come with some amount of nur. Every person contributes. Every person has their wattage of nur. Put all the wattages together, 20 watts, 50 watts, 100 watts, put all together, it becomes a beam. And it draws the rahmat of Allah, the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. This is how Sahaba Ikram sat together. They all came with different wattage. Ashab al-Suffa were there. What high wattage they had. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He was a super beam on his own. So much ahadith he was carrying. And one Sahabi, Abu Bakr on one side, Umar on one side, Uthman, Ali. All the hearts put together. Allahu Akbar. Became a beam. They drew the rahmat and barakat from Allah. And how they became fida, how they became fida'iyin. That they gave their lives up for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned the love of Allah. In the same way, Hazrat explains that the ri'ashu qawmi jina, that we stayed amongst your lovers, O my Allah, and we learned how to live now. We learned how to live a life. Now I've got different positions in my life. Sometimes I'm a son, how to be a son. Then I'm a father, how to be a father. I'm a husband, how to be a husband. I'm a student, I'm a musalli. I'm an employer, I'm an employee. I'm going to sit with the ashiqs of Allah. Allah will teach me. Allah will teach me. Allah will teach me. Live with them, they will learn how to be a real human being. How to be a father, how to be a son, how to react, how to enact, and how to carry myself out. Because I stayed with them, now I will learn. There are simple things we won't know. Simple things we won't know how to do. Simple things in life. We won't know how to do, but we're so particular how to make my cup of tea. Some people are very particular. They tell their wife, first put the sugar, then put the milk, then put the tea bag, then put the water. I want it like this done. Others say, no, put the sugar last, but my tea must be perfect. I enjoy it like that. This says, when you come to the Shaykh also, he says that when you come to the Shaykh for Islah, he says, like you black tea. You like? Black tea with no sugar. Now clean me. And he says, the Shaykh was an expert Shaykh who stayed in the company of a Shaykh also. He says, now the black tea will come and nobody wants to drink it. There's no flavor. Is that even heated also? So what the Shaykh will do, now slowly he'll pour the milk inside. He starts making it white. People will say, Subhanallah, I went to the lovers of Allah, I came back a bit clean, white. It's changed a little bit. What happened to him? And as we move on, spending more and more time with them, he says, then the Shaykh will put the sugar inside. He put the sugar inside, start making it sweet. It's not over yet. Now he'll take the steel teaspoon and now he knocks the cup inside. Now he takes out all the, what do you call it, all the dents. Taking out all the dents from the akhlaq, from his speech, from his eyes, from his desires, all getting knocked out now. He says, now he heats up. Now he's staying garam sohbat. Now he's staying longer and longer. Now he's heating up. The heart is heating up. No, my Allah, I want more. Ya Allah, I want more. Ya Allah, I want more. So he says, he'll heat up the tea. See, the fragrance of it now will be smelt. Hey, what tea is making? A karak chai. But then you got cinnamon in there, you got fudina in there. and how fresh and how lovely it is. As it says now, the tea must be labrez. The chai must be labrez, the full cup I want. Must be labrez, lab soz. Must burn the lips also. Or har roz. And every day I want to have it. Must be labrez, lab soz, or har roz. I want to have a cup of tea every day like this. Say, those that get the love of Allah, every day they'll enjoy like this. Ya Allah, I just want more. Waiting once again, like Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi, was a renowned mufassir of Quran Sharif, wrote tafsir of Quran. And he would say to the murids of Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi, you're going to Thana Bhavan. The Khanka was there. He said, you're running to the Khanka of Hazrat Ali, running there. What he's giving you all? And you would tell them also, chuhe ki tarah waha baithte hain, like rats you're sitting there. What are you all getting? Hazrat Talmi, you're going every time. So one of Hazrat Talmi's khulafa made his tashkil. He said, Sulaiman, you're a great alim, world renowned, what tafsir you wrote, and your ulum, and your knowledge. You also come join us. He said, no, I don't need these things. He said, come, just come one program only. Slowly, he brought him. And he sat down in the khanka, in the majlis of Hazrat Talmi, rahmatullahi. Hazrat Talmi himself was, what a mufassir, bayan al-Quran, masterpiece. So when he sat there, Hazrat Talmi rahmatullahi opened tafsir of Quran. And Sayyid Sulaiman says, when he opened tafsir of Quran, which I already wrote tafsir, it was like I never heard this ayat before. He said, this hit the heart. Ya Allah, where does he get this from? Where this tafsir is flowing from? Hazrat Talmi says, you know, become insan and come to me. I'll teach you how to be insan. When Begum Sahiba and Apa told him, Hazrat, I'm going out for the morning. The fowls now, I feed them at 10 o'clock every day. So don't forget to feed the fowls. So Talmi started writing his kitab, and the pen was flowing with ulum. More than 1,000 books he wrote. On nearly every science, on tajweed he wrote, on philosophy he wrote, on Quran, tafsir, on hadith, on fiqh, on every science he wrote. Allah had blessed him. And he would say also, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with so much of knowledge, ask me any question in Sharia, I can answer you. Allah had opened his heart. Begum Sahiba said that, look after the fowls, I'm going out, I won't be back till late. So 10 o'clock I feed them. Real insan, Hazrat is writing, and all of a sudden, the pen stopped. And things closed up. Say, Ya Allah, what happened? What sin did I do now? All of a sudden, the whole ilm was flowing, now it stopped. He sees the time, 10 o'clock. Time to feed the chickens. The hukuk and the rights of chicken. Allah guides the ashiks. How to fulfill the rights of animals also. How to do it, when to do it. So Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullahi came to the khanka and he says, that Hazrat Talmi opened up tafsir of Quran commentary and hitting my heart. Ya Allah, what is this? So I spent the night here tonight. Didn't want to come here, I spent the night tonight. But the intoxication came now. There's something different this is now. Then Hazrat Talmi told him, you stay with me tonight in my room. He said, I stay with you, but one condition. All this heavy zikr you'll make, please don't disturb me in the early part of the morning. Talmi says, no problem. He won't disturb you. 2:30, 3 o'clock, he sees some movement happening in the khanka there, and he sees everybody in tahajjud namaz, all reading tahajjud. He turned around, and he continued. And after they finished tahajjud, then the name, blessed name of Allah began, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And now he can't sleep, and he's hitting him. He said, Ya Allah. Feeling some other ecstasy, enjoyment. So he woke up, made wudu, 2 rakat salah, read his tahajjud, and he joined the dhikr also. Joined the dhikr, Hazrat Ali didn't tell him anything. The next morning after Fajr, he says, Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullahi is walking up and down the back of the masjid. He says, Sahab, you're not taking a rest. He said, Nasha cha gaya. He says, I'm intoxicated, I'm waiting for tonight again, I can't sleep. That muhabbat of Allah has come in the heart, I'm waiting for that appointed promised time at the tahajjud to take the name of Allah again. Whole color changed after that. The riyashiqo majina. Just to live with the ashiqs and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the color changes from where to where. And they will teach us also, they want to become alive. Want to become alive. And the riyashiqo marna, and one is physically dying amongst them. And the other one is now, they will teach us how to die also. When to do like I'm dead. When I'm do like I'm, like how the 2-year-old child, and the mother will tell him something like he can't hear. You heard me, you can't hear. But you tell him, where's the chocolate? Where's it? But before that, he didn't hear anything. He's so good at it, he can fake it. So Allah will teach us also, when guna comes now, like you did, I didn't say anything. No record. Nothing. Why? I learned how to die. To save my iman. Hazrat would say, there's a sandstorm taking place outside. Natural instinct, and the correct thing will be to block your eyes with your hand. So the sand doesn't go into the eyes. I've got to protect my eyes. You see, when the love of Allah will come, and haram comes in there, then for you to look around, to run away, will be instinctive. I've got to protect the eyes of my iman in my heart. The people say, what's wrong with you? No, I got something more valuable. Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. The Shaykh al-Hakim Akhtar sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. When they went to Karachi airport, they went early. They went early. And as they were sitting waiting now for the time to board, Abrar al-Haq sahab was over 80, 90 years old. He said to Hazrat Hakim, Hakim Akhtar sahab, turn my wheelchair around and make it face the wall. Hazrat, why? He said, don't you see all the shamelessness over here, immodesty? Doesn't affect your iman and your heart. Old men like that, so protective over the eyes of his iman. I've got treasures within my heart. I can't let it just, I can't sell it out like that. That's why Hazrat says also, when we learn to live with the ashiks and get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we won't let it go. At all cost. Then when we're in an environment that is adverse to it, converse to our iman, the love of Allah, we'll feel uncomfortable. Now the aircon is on, we can feel the cold. When it's off, we can feel the heat. Hazrat will say, now when you're in kufr environment with the sin over there, I'm not comfortable here. I'm feeling the heat of sin over here. I'm not comfortable. I can't be around this area. I want to get out of here. And if I have to be there in the plane, I'm making istighfar, reading Quran Sharif. Ya Allah. I just got to be here right now. Not this enjoyment over here. It's all kufr around me right now. It's all kufr around me. Then I can't even go to the stadiums anymore. There's so much of kufr, there's drinking, there's sharab, there's alcohol. I can't be here. There's a place for me. Ah, when I go to the masjid, I go to the Darul Uloom, I'm sitting in the company, I'm going for gush, this is the place I want to be. Now I can feel the coolness of iman coming through my heart. Waiting to go out in the path of Allah, I enjoy those nights alone, sleeping on the sleeping bag, wake up in the dead of the night, reading tahajjud, crying to my Allah. This is enjoyment. This I enjoy. Going to the hotel, as I say, it becomes difficult now. Well, I have to stay in this hotel now because I've got to stay here. Whether park, na park, I just got to stay here now. But there's no enjoyment anymore. The glitter and the glamour comes out. Glitter and glamour comes out, as it says, to the extent, even my dressing to it, don't worry how it is now. Ya Allah, I'm yours now. How are you going to put me? You say, I'm aise rahe, to vise rahe. Waha dekhna hai, kise rahe. Over here in this world, I live like this, I live like that. But how I live in the qabr, that is the main thing. What will happen over there? So, tari ashiqo me jina, tari ashiqo me marna. Oh Allah, we learn to live and we learn to die amongst your lovers. So this is where we'll find the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we'll attach to them like that rose and the thorns. We just become the thorns and we attach. And inshallah, wherever the rose will go, we'll also be there. And who's the main rose? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah will also attach us in the day of Qiyamah. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Riwayat of Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu. When he's leaving Madinatul Munawwara. Leaving Madinatul Munawwara, he says, well, Mu'adhun ala rahilatihi. Wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tahta rahilatihi. He's rakibun, he's upon his conveyance. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is walking alongside him, sending him to Yemen. Mu'adh, go to Yemen. One man jamaat. He's the imam, he's the muballigh, he's the da'i, he's the muzakki, he's the muallim, he's the mudarris. One sahabi. One sahabi for the entire area. Trained, as it says, trained now in the turban of love and muhabbat. That he drank. Saqi pirade. Oh, the cup bearer, give me to drink. He drank from the love of the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu. Go now. Go and distribute in the ummah. Now he's leaving. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam advises him. He says, give me some nasihat. Gives him nasihat. And he walks out of Madina Munawwara. Then he says to Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, Mu'adh, possibly you will pass by my masjid when you come back. Oh my qabr. This is the last mulaqat now. We're not going to meet again. Wabaka Mu'adhun Jusha'an. Mu'adh burst out crying. Oh Nabi of Allah. Last mulaqat. I won't meet you again. He said, no Mu'adh, I'm sending you now. Tamurru ala qabri, you'll pass by my qabr when you come next now. When he saw his crying, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he turned around and faced Madinatul Munawwara. How to console the sahabi? That physically you will be far from me. But O Mu'az, understand, inna awla al-nas bi al-muttaqoon. That the closest people to me will be the pious ones, the muttaqoon. Those have taqwa in them, have love for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, have the sunnah in their life, abstain from sins, fulfill the commands of Allah, the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Mu'az, you are going far, but those closest to me will be the muttaqoon. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Wherever they may be, whatever color, whatever background, whatever race, no matter how poor, how rich, wherever they may be, and wherever they may be, they got taqwa, they are closest to me. That console is our own Nabi of Allah. Now you give me consolation. Now my heart is consoled. That I be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is living among the ashiks and dying among them. They will teach us when to come alive, and when to pass, when to die, when to act like we are dead also, when to put the head in the ground to protect our eyes, to protect our hearts. There's much detail to it, and ulama say to become, or Hazrat Wala used to say, that to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this period of time, just do four things only. There's much detail in it, just do four things. Two external, and two internal. Two external, Hazrat Kim Sahib would say, rahmatul alayhi, keep a sunnat beard. Keep a full sunnat beard. And when we say sunnat beard, now one first length. One first. And here Hazrat would say also very humorously, not your two-year-old son's first, but your first. And where the first starts from below the chin. From below the chin, one first length. That is sunnat. And not only at the bottom, all three sides. All three sides must be one first. So wherever the jaw, it's called lihya, because it grows on the jawbone. So where the jawbone starts is where the jawbone starts here. If you feel it, if you open your mouth a bit, that's your jaw. That is the beard. So all three sides, starting from the jaw bone, that's full length over there, one first there at the bottom, and the other side also. Now that it's very thin over here that you cut it, that's all part of the beard there. So complete beard. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that if you learn romance, then come to me, I have a PhD in romance. So he says, you find a lion, you never find a lion without a beard, without a mane. Lions have manes. Lioness doesn't have. So we keep full beards. And together with that, he will say that now keep the cheeks clean also. Leave a landing patch for your wife. So she can land one kiss also when you're leaving and when you come also. So keep the cheeks clean and keep the mustache clean. And keep the beard full. And then he would say also the baby beard below the lower lip, sometimes it troubles you, it curls up, goes into your mouth. So don't chop him. The two-year-old son now, breakfast time, is putting his finger in your mouth. He's taking out the sweet from your mouth. You don't bring the chopper and cut his hand. So better put it, give him his own bowl. Give him his own sweet. Say, now take some oil and put him down. Say, better, don't trouble me. Go down. Don't come in my mouth. Tell him nicely, he'll listen to you. And then when he comes to under the chin, whether I remove the hair or not, here's Hakim Sahib, subhanAllah, was so tactful. What wisdom. He was a Hakim. Very wise. So some people have just like a pencil type, very thin beard. He would say that the hair that under the chin, the beard there, so he would say, those soldiers that are with the army, you keep them with. And those soldiers that turn their back away from the army, you shoot them in the back. So the hairs that are growing away from the beard, that you can remove. And those that are growing towards the beard, keep that. It's part of the army. So keep them. You keep the full beard. That's the beauty. The beauty of the men of the ummah are the beards, and the beauty for the women are the long hair. But we know now everything is tipsy-turvy. Everything is upside down. But now, the women now keep short hair, and the men keep no beards. The men's pants are getting longer, and the women's garments are getting shorter. Whole thing is upside down. The whole thing is upside down. The men want to wear fancy caps and fancy hats, and the women want to have nothing on their head. So everything has become upside down. Shaitaniyat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. He said, do four things. Keep a full beard. And the pants above the ankles. Any garment that comes from the top going down. The masla is, any garment coming from the top going down should be above the ankles in a standing position. So if you bend now, possibly the kurta will go below the ankles, that's safe. In a standing position, it mustn't go below the ankles. The original sunnah is halfway the calf, halfway the shin. That is nisfu saq, halfway. with the pants, the kurta also, should be at least halfway. Anything less than that now is going towards the length of a woman's garb. There's now still the ankle, and more than that. When Umm Salama asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how low the garment, he would say, halfway the shin, he would tell her that till the ankle. She would say, but then the ankle will be exposed. He said, below that then. And there we understand now the ankle part is part of the woman's garb. It must be till there. For the men now is way above that. But Mahmud Sahib Rahimullah used to say also that from a distance, we have no doubt that his garment is above his ankle. There's no doubt he's not living just on the edge, on the hudud. But he's way beyond that. He's safe. So the garments also, plain, simple kurta, according to sunnah. And the most important thing, as you mentioned, innamal amalu bin niyat, every action is based upon the intention. So when I'm buying the kurta also, the catalyst, the spark, the niyat behind it is what is closest to sunnah. That's why I'm buying this kurta. It's closest to sunnah. And where I learned the sunnah from? From my kabir and my seniors. How they implementing it, how they understood it. Then I'm safe. So the kurta I'm buying also, the niyat behind it should be what is closest to the sunnah. But you know today, my mother is going shopping, Eid shopping, the Eid now. The Eid bazaars have started already, Eid sales, and she's buying now. Takes the young boy to the kurta shop, buys him a kurta. And she says, take the BMW one, take the Ferrari one. So what's the niyat behind it? So Hazrat says now, because now, so to say, we're in deen, we got a sheikh, or we're in jamaat, etc. So now, we can't wear all those things, but we can wear it in a sharia way. But the love for kufr is still there. The love for kufr way is still there. Hazrat tells the ulama also, we're giving a bayan, that the rest are like this, the kuffar are like that, they're plundering the Muslims, they're killing them, the Jews and the Christians, the Western, and everything. But he said, Mauli Sahib, yourself inside, you're wearing Nike and Reebok. You still love it. You still love those brand names. But in the bayan, you say we hate them, don't follow them. What they do to the Muslim. But inside, we still love them. And there's more intimate details, as I explained also about the mastorat, behind closed doors, intimacy, how to show muhabbat to my wife when she looks attractive to me. Not when she's dressed like the filthy woman of the West. That shouldn't be the case. Closest to sunnah, what is the sunnah, the detail, etc. Behind closed doors also, how the woman should be attracted to the husband, to what extent. We have a complete deen, complete system. We don't need to borrow anything from them. They must borrow from us. So one is the garment. There's detail in there also. And the two internal things more or less, internal will be keep the eyes clean and keep the heart clean. Protect the eyes. Allah made it very easy. We have shutters, close it. Something haram is coming, even something halal too. They say Hazrat will say also, that if you practice controlling your eyes from halal things, I don't have to see it. Allah will give you the strength to refrain from looking at haram things. Because things of dunya, inna dunya hulwatun khadira, dunya is green, is lush, is attractive. I like cars, and you see cars the whole day, cars, 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 cars. So you get so used to indulging your eyes in futilities, in futile things. I just love cars, or I just love phones, or I just love whatever, guns. So all is browsing it. So the eyes are accustomed now to these beauties of the dunya. وَلَا تَمُدُّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَعْنَا بِهِ He said, commanded, don't extend your eyes at those things which they are using in dunya, they enjoying. Don't look at those things. Because you look at it, you will aspire for it. It will come into the heart. So practice not looking at halal also. Yes, not your wife now. Hazrat says, there you're going home after your i'tikaf, your 1,000 dana tasbih, you're reading so much zikr, you put it in your pocket. Although you can see the arsh of Allah right now, you say, but look at your wife and make salam with her, make piyar with her. That bayan we'll discuss inshallah on the last year of i'tikaf. He said, there's a time for everything now. Your buzrugi and your piety, alhamdulillah, is for you, alhamdulillah. So to protect the eyes. And Allah Pak didn't make it difficult. As it would explain also, Allah Pak didn't put one button on your ankle. And every time you see something haram walk in front of you, now I got to go down and press the button to close my eyes. She might think now you're falling for her. So Allah Pak didn't make it late. So just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. And as Hakim Sahib would say, see, treachery. خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ The treachery of the eye. How the eye plays tricks. You see, even the young boy wants to become pious also. Now he put on topi a little bit. And he put, getting back home after the itikaf now. You know what? I have to wear kurta. I can't just now wear all my old clothing. So he puts on his topi and he's growing a beard. He puts on his kurta. He carries ether in his pocket, etc. But I go to the mall. So he goes to the mall. He's walking in the mall and he sees now another young girl over there. She's wearing parda also. She heard the bayan. She sat in itikaf at home. So she changed a bit. He says he's walking and he looks in her direction and she looks at him also. And the heart just misses a beat if she's looking at me. Maybe she saw the nur on my face. It was a very pious girl. As the Kimsa says, but you turn around and say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. But then too, the treachery of the eyes looks again and she's still looking here. So what he'll do, he'll look in the mirror, in the glass there, he put his topi right. Put his topi right. And she's still looking, she said, oh, Ya Allah, Astaghfirullah. But better the pious girl, she's in parada at least. So all the nafs will play tricks. So Gibbs, I've mentioned all these things. Then slowly put his hand in his pocket and he's opening the ether bottle there, quietly. He's putting a little bit there, a little bit there. Put on his neck a little bit ether. He said, hey, the shop got a sale over there. Hey, but she had to be standing there, but I have to go there now. And quietly he'll go that way like that. Quietly he'll go like, somehow I'm missing excuse. Slumming, you're working here. So he said, how is it? This is a chore now. This is a chore. The nafs plays all his tricks like this. Because he didn't protect his eyes. The treachery of the eye. Must run away. Run. I've got to save my iman. I've got to save my heart. I mustn't get caught up. So protect the eyes. Much detail there also. And protect the heart. Protect the heart from any evil thoughts. Any fantasizing whatsoever. When you're lying down now, then the reels mustn't play. Fantasizing and thinking, etc. Because the nafs will begin to pound now. Or take away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cell phone is there. The avenue, the gateway to Jahannam is there. It'll take you away. So you have to keep busy in the dhikr of Allah. Put Quran tilawat on. Give the phone away to the parents. I don't need it right now. Person has to carry on making dua and go and live with the ashiqs, the lovers of Allah, and they will show you, they will hold your hand and they'll make it easy for you to give up the guna and sin. I don't feel like doing it anymore now. I don't feel, the feeling is no more there. It will take time sometime, but we can continue trying and trying till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes fazal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rahmat upon us, and all these sins will leave us. There's two ways to clean the heart. The Hakim Sahib would explain rahmat, there's two ways to clean the inside of the heart. Right now our hearts are like jungles. There's scorpions there, there's rodents there, there's serpents there, that is finishing our iman. Everywhere we turn now, either there's some movies, or there's some music, or there's some haram relationship, or the overlove of dunya is in the heart. Over there is cars, the passion for cars, the passion for this. We've got passion, so many things in our heart, eating us up. Hazrat will give the example that you left your backyard, now it's become like a jungle. Become like a jungle, you left it. Now finally, I have to clean it out. But I'm afraid to go in there, because I don't know what's in there right now. I'm seeing some lizards, I'm seeing small garden snakes, I don't know what else is breathing in my garden. So what he does now, he goes to hire one lawnmower. And he puts on one big kit now, that nothing can harm him. And he gets in, he says, Bismillah, I'm going now, makes his wasiyat, says, I know that I'll come out alive. I don't know what's in the garden over there right now, I'm going into it, there's a big bush over there. And we don't know what will happen, something will sting him, whether a bee will come, whether a scorpion will come, something's walking up his pants, whatever it is. And whether he'll finish the job or not, there's no guarantee. Whether he'll come out, or everything else will come out and he'll be left there dead, we don't know what will happen. That's one way of doing it. All mujahada qurbani. He's doing it on his own. Or he can ask an expert, gardener, what's the hack? How do I do it? It's very simple. Just go buy a little paraffin, or some few little bit, have your extinguisher ready also, and just pour a bit here and there, and just light it. Control fire. Have a control fire, like how they do on the highways. And slowly, you stand and you will look, and all those insects will run away. They'll clear it. They'll be gone out. Then you got a garden, after that you can start grooming it, and pruning it, and start planting everything. Hazrat explained the same thing also. Many a youngster now, I'll sort my life out. I'll sort it out. But he knows every time that snake is coming out biting him again and pulls him back in the hole. Somehow he's getting out and again taking him back. And he's carrying on like this. He can't clean out this jungle in the heart. Zakim Sahib would say, very easy. Just go to a ashik, a love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That, oh my Shaykh, just give me that match of Allah's muhabbat and just throw it. Just light my heart, everything will run away. Just put that one match of Allah's muhabbat, put it in there, and all the snakes and scorpions all run away. Why? There's much detail also in that, also Hazrat will explain. That just how we have our alarm system. We put the electric fencing. And you got it connected also to the armed response security company. When the thief will come, he'll see a big board over there. Armed response, electric fencing is on also. It's parking. Now he'll think 10 times now. Walk up and down, how to get in here. If I get through also, with armed response, the alarm will go on. Before I know it, I might get caught. So finally he'll give it up. But there's no armed response, there's no electric fencing, then he'll jump in very quickly. Because that says now when we linked up to the ashiks of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then they'll put the armed response also. And also they put the electric fencing, and it's connected to the majlis. I'm going every week. When nafs and shaitan will come and say, hold on. If we make him slip, he's going to report me. And then the shaykh will put him onto more tawbah namaz. Then finish for me. Like the one sahabi, that night came for tahajjud, and he hears a voice saying, sleep, 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 sleep. So he slept away. Missed his tahajjud. Woke up the next morning, he cried the whole day, Ya Allah, I must make tahajjud. Next night the voice comes, wake up. So, Ajib, who's this waking me up? So when he wakes up, he says, Shaitan. So Shaitan, you waking me up for tahajjud? He says, last night I made you sleep. The whole day you cried because you missed tahajjud. You got more reward for your crying than your tahajjud. So better you wake up for tahajjud. Because you finished me the whole day. My brother Haqsab would say, this is what the Shaykh will do. I slipped up. What do I do? Right now, take out 20 rand sadqah. That's going to burn the nafs. Take out 200 rand sadqah. Every time you slip up, take out 1,000 rand sadqah, according to your status. Till you feel that pain, Ya Allah. I must take out again now. And now 8 rakats, Salatul Tawbah every day. The nafs says, you know what? Hey, better you don't do this thing anymore now. Because you're going on to more ibadat, more istighfar, more sadqah. Sadqah cools the anger of Allah. What will happen? The nafs will get tensioned up. Because I'm connected to the company. So when we're connected now, then the nafs and shaitan think 10 times. Do I attack or don't attack? Attack or don't attack? Why you've come now, you're part of the company. You're part of the company now. Now you're protected. This is Allah Pak's system for us. Allah has made it so enjoyable and so easy. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Some brothers wanted to take bi'ah, they can come forward, inshallah. Yeah, come on. Anybody else would like to? Yeah, come forward, inshallah. Anybody else would like to? Bi'at is sunnat and islah is farz. So this bi'at that we take is a sunnat that has come in down from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This is the way now to bind ourselves and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our commitment. But the original thing is farz is our islah. But we know without bi'at we all are weak. We don't commit to jamaat work also. I'm coming until I spend the 3 days and 40 days. So we commit ourselves and we feel now that we have to do it. This is a very easy way for us to make our islah. Then the barakat of our mashayikh also, Allah Ta'ala opens the way for us, inshallah. I'll read the khutbah and I'll say the words you repeat after me, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم repeat after me oh Allah I make tawbah from kufr from shirk from hypocrisy from all sins especially the sin of the love of dunya and the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times daily salah, O Jama'ah, in the masjid, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes fard, to discharge my zakat. If hajj becomes fard, to perform hajj. If jihad becomes fard, to take part in jihad. Oh Allah, I enter into the silsila, into the chain of the chistiyah, of the qadiriyah, of the naqashbandiyah, of the suharwardiyah. O Allah, to the barakat and blessings of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at as long as I live. Grant me an Islamic, Imani life. Just before death, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant me death on kalima shahadat with ease. Peace and honor. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. The ma'amulat, I'll send it to you all, inshallah. Send me a message on the WhatsApp. I'll send you to read, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. Many a youngster feel that if I take bi'at, or rather I don't take bi'at. And they ask, now if I take bi'at, then I will tell my sheikh everything. I'm scared to take bi'at because then I have to say everything about myself. It's not about that. It's about now I'm part of the security system. The wiring is going to be done, inshallah. And slowly as the muhabbat increases, the person is comfortable, then he can make contact, then he can open up, then he can talk. It's all about having somebody to talk to, they can guide me. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to say, Rahmatullah Ali also, that many a youngster will take bi'at to a very senior alim, very senior sheikh. But I don't have compatibility. I can't talk to him. When I go sit there, I forget all my questions. I forget everything. I love the person, but I can't communicate. Hazrat would say, even if you get somebody young, who's not very prominent, but he has ijazat from his sheikh, he has permission to take murids, but I gel with him. The blood type is the same. And I'm comfortable with him. He says, by communicating with him, you progress very quickly. The main thing is to talk, is to be able to communicate. Only is now I want to marry a girl. I love her very much, but I can't talk to her. I can't get to her. Like we always mentioned, that farmer's son is wearing now his 1960 model suit, boot and tie, and he's walking into the city, and he tells his friends, now I'm going to get married. Who are you marrying? I'm marrying the princess. He says, Subhanallah, farmer boy marrying the princess. How is that possible? He says, half the nikah is done. I already accepted her. She must accept me now. You know, he's building castles in the air. It's not going to happen like that. It has to be on the same level. They have to gel. The same way Hazrat says that you have to have somebody that you can talk to, you can confide it. I trust him. I feel comfortable. I can pick up the phone. I can phone. I can send a message. He says, and that's the person I make contact with. For my own benefit, then I can progress in my life. I have somebody I can talk to. They can guide me along. Like how we have our family GP. Oh, we have a specialist now. We've got a family person there, and we contact him for all our medical problems. We have a pharmacy also. We just make the phone call, send the WhatsApp, they deliver it. So So my spiritual life also, I need somebody there. They can guide me. As I mentioned now, none of us, as I asked many a youngster, you trust yourself? He says, no. I said, when are you going to make your islah? You trust your own decisions. Then he begins to think, I've been doing it all these years, but I'm still where I am. I said, do you trust your own decisions? Do you trust yourself? He says, no. Then get someone you can trust. Somebody who I can hand over that has a big mind, big brains. They can make decisions for me, can guide me to make the correct decisions. So we have our mashayikh, we have our ulama, alhamdulillah, that guide us, that we hand it over to them, and they give us, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Ask those that have knowledge, they will guide us. الرَّحْمَنِ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. You know about Rahman? Ask those that know about him. He will tell you about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala said, a very beautiful system, where it's very easy for a person now to make his islah, to clean himself in and out. Find somebody. Yesterday, we read a few days ago. Go to somebody's majlis. Go 10 times, go 20 times, go and sit there. See if you're comfortable. That I want to go shake his hand. I want to be close to him. I want to talk to him. And I feel comfortable, I can. Go and find somebody out there. Oh, the years will pass. The years will pass. And then by 40, then I will realize, now I have to find somebody. Because things didn't work out in my life as I thought it would have worked out. Now I'll have to go find somebody. Please guide me now. Things didn't work out accordingly. I could have made it in dunya, but spiritually now, I'm robbed of it. I don't have anything in my heart. I'm listless. I don't feel like doing anything. So now guide me. So the sooner we get to it, alhamdulillah, the sooner we can progress. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Ya akram al-akrameen, ya arham al-rahimeen, o most kind, kareem Allah. O my kareem, rahim Allah. Purify and cleanse our hearts, O my Allah. Cleanse our eyes, O my Allah. Cleanse our thoughts, O my Allah. Even though we've been exposed to so much filth of this world, O my Allah, you can remove all the memories from our hard drives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you format our hard drives, O my kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us a heart transplant, O my Allah, that we forget all the past, whatever we've been exposed to. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, your muhabbat and your love and your closeness. Ya Allah, give us this talab and desire within our hearts, that Ya Allah, we want to be close to you. We want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the pious ones. O my Allah, you guide us by our forelocks. Bring them, Ya Allah, bring us in their company and keep us there, O kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, keep us safe, keep our iman safe, our amal safe, our taqwa safe. Wherever we go, O my Allah, Ya Allah, you guide us, give us good company, O my Allah, make us good company, change our bad habits into good habits, our good habits into better habits. Ya Allah, teach us how to be human beings, real human beings, O my Allah, that will draw your rahmat and your mercies. Ya Allah, make us a mercy to mankind, to the makhluq, O kareem, rahim Allah, give us good character, give us iman, give us taqwa. Give us the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring salah in our life, salah of khushu and khudu, or concentration and devotion. Salah becomes easy for us, O my Allah. Be it fajr namaz, tahajjud salah, or complete namaz of sunnah and nawafil. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to give our life when azan goes. Ya Allah, we run towards you. Ya Allah, give us knowledge from your knowledge, hilm, and tolerance from your tolerance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, beautify our akhlaq, O my kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us your true dhakir, O my Allah. That we remember you all the time, every condition we're in, O my Allah. Save us from vulgar language. Ya Allah, and bad language, bad company. And keep us in your remembrance, in your obedience, O my Allah. O my Allah, make us, Ya Allah, rahmat to mankind, humanity. We fulfill the rights of all those around us without demanding our rights, O my Allah. If anyone we hurt, O kareem, rahim Allah, you reward them, you recompense them, O my Allah. Give them the best of rewards. Anyone has hurt us, taken our rights, O my Allah. Give us the hearts to forgive them, to overlook. Ya Allah, and you fulfill our rights from your khazana, from your treasure, with itminan, with izzat, with honor, with respect, O my kareem, rahim Allah. Give us ikhlas in all of our a'mal, that we live for you, O my Allah. We die for you. Give us simplicity, humility, that our health, our wealth, our time, our lives, Ya Allah, we sacrifice in your muhabbat, in your love, in your path, O my Allah, upon your guests, O my Allah, for taqaza of deen, O my Allah. Accept us, accept our families, our children, and all the youngsters, O my Allah. Grant them pious, suitable spouses, O my Allah, that will lead them towards thee, towards your muhabbat and your love, O kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make the ishtima a great success, O my Allah. The ishtima in Cape Town, Ya Allah, in Johannesburg, in Azadbal, in Durban, in Kenya, and all the different countries, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Bring entire humanity towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the fuhush, and all the munkarat, and all the shamelessness, and all the shameful acts in the world, Ya Allah, sabko khatam farma. Ya Allah, destroy it. Finish it off for me, Ya Allah. Keep the environment pure and clean. And protect our iman till maut, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We thank you for this ni'mat of the month of Ramadan, for these beautiful nights, O my Allah. Give us strength, Ya Allah, to stand before you in tahajjud. Read Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Ya Allah, accept all our sati's, all that have come, they couldn't make it, all that are listening, all those that are sleeping also, Ya Allah, accept them, Ya Allah, accept them, Ya Allah. Give us complete Islam, accept the bayah that took place, make it a means of our salvation in the akhirat, Ya Allah, you become pleased. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, bless our parents, our sati's, our mashayikh. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, our beloved and honorable Shaykh Ibn Hamid Sahib, Ya Allah, make him, Ya Allah, the king of all awliya, make him tajul awliya. Ya Allah, let his for you spread in the entire world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, his teaching that he's taught us, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq to implement it, Ya Allah, to spread it in the world. And all our mashayikh that have passed on, Ya Allah, full the qabar with noor. Ya Allah, raise them. Ya Allah, mercy upon them. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.